going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Nobody wants to, you know? Unless you were the one who did the breaking up. That somber undress. Interesting words in that. I like that. You know, I don't want to kiss someone's neck and have to pretend it's yours.
Oh.
I don't want to get dressed in front of somebody new. I don't want to do that.
Sometimes that's fun.
Well, yes, but that, like I said, if you were the one who did the breaking up, like, oh, I can't wait to get under somebody else.
Hmm.
Get over you. Hi, it's Hump Day. It's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Good vibes and variety. We've got it all. Benson Boone and Shawn Mendes tickets. When you hear that, it sounds like they're playing a show together. They're not. You get tickets for two separate shows if you win this contest, and we're playing it all day from 7:05 in the morning until 5:05 in the afternoon, every hour on at 5 past.
It's the mother load.
It is. We have a stack of tickets, and we're like, let's get these things out of here. We're going to have to start storing them in the lactation room. Two shows in October. One for each.
We're not allowed in there.
Right. That's what I'm saying. We have to slide them under the door, like, get them out of here. So we'd love to slide them under your door. Benson Boone and Shawn Mendes. Two different shows, both in October and all day long, five after, but an hour from now, you'll have your first code word. It's going to be amazing. You'll love it. Courtesy of Golden Voice. Oh. From the Just Keep Going, I Know You Can Do It file. I got a couple of these that I grouped them together. Just keep going. Just keep going. I know you can do it. There's this chick. She goes to high school somewhere in Oregon, and she's great. She's fast. Like, she's running. And she's,
I lived in Oregon for a minute. Whereabouts?
I know. You know what?
Where is she from?
Hold on, let me see if I can find out what the name of the high school is. This is a state competition, so I'm not sure where they were holding it. Thurston, she's from Thurston, Oregon.
Okay.
These track and field championships were held in Eugene.
Oh, okay. Well, Eugene is Tracktown, USA.
All right. Well, there you go. So these are the state finals. And this girl is, her name is Brooklyn Anderson, and she won the 100-meter hurdles in style. Let's see if you can pick out the style that she had here. So there she is. She's running. She's jumping. She's way out in the lead, and she...
Oh, nice.
...catches her knee.
Two somersaults. One, two, and crosses the line.
And still wins. Like, she would have won by, I don't know, 15 lengths. But she hits her knee on the final hurdle, flails forward, and does two perfect somersaults. It makes, she's also a gymnast, by the way, so she figured out a way to sort of keep her body
from just
planting.
Right.
Oh, she's hands out and springs the, like, little spring rolls.
That's a W.
A huge W.
Good
and
for
she
her.
Won. So she won state.
Yeah, you
and
know.
Her time, but.
Nike started in Oregon, and Phil Knight went to Oregon, the school, and he now, of course, Nike fame and Fortune pours money into that school and that track in particular. Like, they, it wasn't that nice. He spent all the money and made it this incredible spot where they do Olympic trials there. They do everything there. It's beautiful.
Well, she just won the state title in the 100 meter hurdles in a very unconventional way. She was about to completely dominate it, and instead she wins by a somersault. She barely makes it in front of everybody else because they all catch up. But she does win.
In most college towns, and I was only there for 4 years, but in most college towns, the football players are the kings of the world. And I'm not saying they're not, but the track stars are also huge at Oregon. There was this kid named, his name's Galen Rupp, and he's been in the Olympics representing the United States and stuff since then. But when he came to that, I was living there when he came to the school, and it was the biggest get for the school, and he was the hero, the star.
Did you ever go and watch the track meets and stuff?
No, well, yes, I've seen track meets, but I used to see him out on these trails that Nike built,
right?
Training, and you'd just see him, and you'd see him with other people, and he was the big shot in town. Track stars.
The fact that you know the name of a track star shows how big it is.
Yeah. Galen Rupp, look him up.
Right. Other than Usain Bolt, I got nobody. Well, that's not true. I suppose there have been big ones who've gone up through the ranks. But usually they're Olympians, if I know their name. So anyway, this young woman, high school runner.
Go Brooklyn!
She's won gold in the state championships. And I put I put just the YouTube video up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I put something up there, though. You should be able to find it.
When I lived there, there was this high school I used to pass. There are towns there that you'll pass in a blink.
You don't even know you've gone through a town.
It almost feels like it's less than a mile, and that's the town. So I'm going past this one high school to get to the beach to try and surf.
And how far of a drive was it from Eugene out to the beach?
It was like 40 minutes. It was a lot farther than I wanted it to be.
Oh.
And there was never good surf either. That's a myth that there's good surf in Oregon. I never found it. Ever. Anyway, I passed this. The most fun I had was this high school that had this giant boulder out front. So the town was called Monroe. And Monroe High had this giant boulder out front. And they would repaint it all the time. So they just taken to graffitiing this rock. So it would get.
So it's just a piece of granite that they built around. They didn't move it in there. It was just there.
I don't know if they moved it in there or not. It wasn't.
How tall? 100 feet?
No.
10 feet.
Like 10 feet.
Okay.
It was a big boulder right in front of the school, and it would get painted orange for Halloween, and it would get.
Fun.
You know, like. And then there were also graffitis on it. And I started to want to graffiti this.
Oh,
rock so bad. It had become my bit. Like, I gotta.
Did you talk about it on the air?
I did.
What kinds of things?
Which was not the right move, because now I'm driving around with paint cans in my car and I'm trying to figure out how to.
Wow, so you even went, got paint cans.
I wanted to get this rock so bad.
Were you going to put like the call letters of your station on it or
probably
something?
Probably something. I know it was going to come back to me if I did something to, you know.
Did your morning show have a name other than Vinny and Nikki?
No.
Just the Vinny and Nikki show.
Right.
When you started, was it just the Vinny Hassan show?
No, Icky was with me from go.
Oh.
He was like 20.
I know.
I don't even think he could buy a drink yet.
Oh my God, hilarious.
Anyway, Oregon, everyone.
Oregon. Where this young
woman. And I never got the rock.
I'm so sorry, Vin. Well, maybe
still
we'll.
Time.
There. I'm not dead yet.
Could someone in Monroe, is it Monroe?
It's Monroe.
If somebody could go to the rock in front of the high school in Monroe.
Tag it with my name and send me a picture. I will send you money.
At Vinny Hassan on there. At Vin Hassan. At Vin Hassan.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
That would be huge. I want to put dots on that rock. And find it at Vin Hassan. Here's another one from the Just Keep Going, I Know You Can Do It file.
Oh.
John Krasinski gives his mom, John Krasinski from The Office, the guy who wrote and directed and stars in the first A Quiet Place and wrote and directed the future ones. He gives his mom 10% of his earnings because she said don't quit when the acting thing wasn't working out.
Oh.
From the Just Keep Going, I Know You Can Do It file. His mom... apparently he went through school and he was trying to be an actor, going to auditions and trying to make something happen. And it's like September and he's like, I don't know, Mom. I think I'm done. I've been at this from going pretty hard, trying to make something happen for 2.5 years. And I just feel like I can't do it. And she said, listen, I always told you, you can't come to me and tell me I will never discourage you from your dreams. So if you're going to walk away, you have to just walk away. But I think you should give it a few more months. Give it a few more months. Just try it. Just keep trying, kid. Don't give up on those dreams yet. And the next thing he got was The Office, like 2 months later.
Epic.
I know. And so he gives 10% of his earnings from The Office to his mom because she was like, I think a couple more months.
That is, those are great stories.
I know. I like them both, right?
And I think that for you and I, you probably have had similar conversations with your kids. If you chased your dream, then you know you can't tell your kid not to.
Right.
And I definitely, my daughter wants to be an actress and she's very far from finishing her education first. But if that's what she wants to pursue, I will absolutely tell her, I can't tell you not to chase your dream.
Well, and the only time to really chase your dream, or I would say the best time to really chase your dream, is when you're young, you're not married, you don't have kids, you don't have a mortgage and a thousand responsibilities on top of you. And I'm with you. I would never tell my kids not to. Both of them are pursuing ridiculously stupid things. And I'm like, keep going. Keep on going. My one kid.
Don't come home. Do not.
Just whatever happens, just please be able to support yourself. That's all I ask. And if you can do it with something that you love by following your dreams, I'm all for it. I'm super proud of both of them. They're great. And that's all. I mean, what more could you want? I just wanted my parents to be proud of me. I'm proud of my kids. I'm sure they'll have kids someday and be proud of them. And I loved this story because his mom was like, I'm not going to tell you to not follow your dream. And it was not long. It was like immediately afterward, after she said, keep trying, he winds up getting The Office, for God's sake. And he's married to Emily Blunt now, who's like the hottest. God, I love her so much. All right, there's that.
You know what's interesting? We were talking about her yesterday.
Emily Blunt?
Yeah. And
what
I think,
did she come up from?
Edge
of Tomorrow.
I forget why she came up.
And the barfing. She does the thing where she's...
Yes. She is exactly what... And I don't mean to talk badly about other actresses, but like Nicole Kidman is Nicole Kidman the whole time, no matter what she does.
Yes.
She just is.
Yep.
That doesn't mean she's not good in certain parts.
Absolutely.
Emily Blunt seems to just fade into these roles, and you sometimes even are looking at her going, is that Mary Poppins? And also, and it takes a second, and it just seems like that's part of her skill.
Yes, right.
That is she's to not able be to, so instantly recognized.
Right. Yeah, it's like chameleon-like. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's funny, you forget how many things you've seen her in, too. Like, she was just in The Fall Guy. She's the love interest in The
Fall
Guy.
She just seems
The Quiet Place movies, she's a mess. Like, she's filthy and shaking and, you know, just trying to save her children. She's great. Oh, my God. Emily Blunt. And she's come up a few times in the live, like, because we were talking about, we were just talking about the nanny movie. What's the nanny one? You just mentioned it.
Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins.
Mm.
We were just talking about that last week.
She's a nanny.
Yeah.
I guess she's
a
nanny.
Mary Poppins is a nanny.
Yeah. An au pair, maybe.
Okay. I you know, she starts doing kooky stuff so quickly into it. I think she's more like a magician.
Well, both.
She is definitely also a magician.
But a nanny, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ah. A manician.
Let's have AI come up with a manician for us. You know,
I don't want to waste water. Evidently, it wastes water every time you use AI because Bob was just
what?
Telling me I'm wasting water with all my images.
Oh.
Tell me more.
Well, it uses a lot of data servers to run AI, and they cool them with cooling towers and water.
You want to hear something cool?
Yes.
Yes.
We went on a trip one time over to ILM, which is where they're part of the movie making process for a lot of the stuff that you love.
Yeah. And a lot of it is on computer.
Yeah. Oh, it's all that. Right. That's what they do.
Animation.
And when we went there, and this was 12, 13, 14 years ago, there was a bottom floor in that place with all the servers that were doing all the rendering, and they had 1,000 fans blowing in that room at one time.
Wow.
And it was the way that they were cooling them at that time, but yep. I guess they've gotten more trick.
Well, I'm sure there were other things too. Like, I'll bet you that each one of them has its own little cooling. You know what was crazy about that place? It was like something out of a movie, because you went down into this vault and we went in it, and it's like the quality of the air changed, the quality of the sound changed. And it was one of those places where, you know, you think about it for The Matrix. You look down between a row of giant servers and you literally can't see the end of it. Like, I'm sure it ends somewhere, but it fades into darkness before it's gone completely.
This was the olden days, though, where they just used fans. So funny. And then they were saying, like, they're going at all times rendering these films, and they've gotten better by leaps and bounds just year after year. I'm sure they can do...
All of that is in someone's wristwatch now.
Do it in half the time, right, or do it in a quarter of the time, and they probably don't, you know, you can turn the fans off now.
They would talk about, like, how many of them it would take for how long to render 30 seconds of a movie or whatever. I mean, it was just like, those things are working nonstop every
Super
day,
neat.
All day. It was really cool. Very, very, futuristic Matrix-like. Mm-hmm. Lots of flashing LED bulbs, and oh my God, it's... So sexy and computery down here.
It's so funny to think about the cloud. Now we save everything on the quote
right.
unquote cloud.
It feels like it's just floating.
It's just floating. No, it's these gigantic plants filled.
Data farms, right? Like
servers.
In the middle of the desert, some of them. You know, maybe that's part of the problem. They should pick someplace cold. Like, how about the Yukon? That's a vast wasteland. And it's much chillier. You wouldn't have to use so much water to cool it down. Why would they do it in the desert? Just because there's so much land there? I guess.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cheap land.
Nobody wants the desert land. I know that is an arid, barren wasteland.
My daughter asked me just the other day, because we were walking on the cement and it was hot, and she was barefoot. And I go, is it too hot? I'll pick you up. She goes, no, it's okay. And then she goes, if I was on the sand, I'm sure it would be too hot to walk on. And then she said, does the desert have any land? And I go, I'm sorry? And she goes, well, is the desert all sand, or is there some land there that you can run to get to safety for your feet?
It's great, great.
And I was like, I don't know.
I love kids. That's such a good kid question.
Yeah. That is it's a good,
does
because
the desert
it's really
have any land?
Something to consider, you know? I mean, is it all just sand dunes? Or is it, are those flat places where, you know, I have to assume tumbleweeds grow somewhere first and then they then begin to tumble.
I was just like,
that's wonderful.
I'm
that's
in a minivan
question.
Talking to a kid about, is there land? Okay, well, whatever.
Yeah. There's land and then there's sand then. I mean, those are completely different things. It's like the edge of, that's funny. I guess I'm going to squeeze this in.
Do it.
Just really quickly, and maybe Bob, our resident Swiftie, will have more info on this, but the word this morning is that Taylor Swift is basically bluntly rejecting all of Blake Lively's efforts to maintain their friendship. That, if anything, Blake is like over-texting and begging, and Taylor is ignoring and blocking. Have you heard anything beyond that?
I haven't heard anything beyond that.
But you have heard that. Things are strained between them.
I haven't. This is the first time I'm hearing that Blake's been reaching out, which doesn't surprise
groveling
me.
Groveling excuses
I,
is what they're saying.
I assume. I obviously don't know what happened for sure, but I do trust Taylor. Maybe that's naive. So if she's mad
trust
at Blake,
Taylor too.
Then I think
there's something to be mad
there's
about.
There's a good reason.
Well.
Especially considering how serious their friendship was.
Getting her involved in a lawsuit. I realize it's not the same as, you know, being a bust. But when we were kids, like, if you didn't want to hang with someone who was a bust, like, dude, you're trouble. You are trouble. And I don't want to be involved in your trouble.
You're bringing problems into my life.
You're right. Yeah, when you come around, you seem to bring the police. Like, no thanks. Get out of here. And that's kind of the same, like, Taylor's got enough going on. Mm-hmm. And as a lady who seems to really micromanage every single aspect of her career slash life, I'm sure she's busy.
Yeah. And I don't probably really have time feels to go like, to court for you.
Yeah, you're pulling me into trouble, kid. Yeah. No thanks.
It's sad. She's the godmother to, I think, all of Blake's kids. And so I do hope they can work
all
it out.
All of them?
I think so. Oh. Which is kind of strange. But
yeah.
Well, she's the most famous person she knows. I mean, right. Who are you going
to
ask?
I really need to rope her in. Would you be a godmother to this one, too? And what about this one? Okay. What's coming up in the news, Vincent?
I've got some great stuff about how what stays in Vegas doesn't always stay there.
Oh.
And it's cheese day and more.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram for video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny morning show. Plus links to all of our personal profiles, including Bob's. Bob's is up there too. Bob on the waves.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. The Bankhead Theater outdoor area will be jamming this summer as the Livermore Cultural Arts Council hosts Tuesday Tunes. Beginning July 3rd at 6:45 p.m., the blockbuster schedule includes musical groups playing rock and roll, jazz, classic rock, funk, rhythm and blues, country, and more.
Oh.
Find out why the bank does it at FremontBank.com and visit LCAC.org for concert details. That's the Livermore Cultural Arts Council.
Yeah.
LCAC.org.
Good job.
Can I just ask a question, though? Is it July 3rd or June 3rd? I think I might have started yesterday.
Oh, did I say July?
You did.
It says June.
Okay. June. Then it started last night and continues through the month of June.
Wait.
I'm sorry. I was just reading along.
I must have made a mistake. I didn't proofread that, as you could probably tell.
June and July, they do look.
I was busy
very,
doing stories.
Very
Fine.
No, I'm not trying to.
I just used all my sure brain power to come up with the Goliath.
Oh my God, that was so good.
Facebook.
Did we put it on Facebook?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great.
Good. It's a wonderful animal. I mean, really, you can drop the mic at that point.
Oh God, Jesus.
I mean, it's a gorilla with like a lion's mane, claws. Did it put a tail on it?
I did have claws and a tail.
Oh, fantastic. Tawny, beefy, brawny. Oh, it's got it all, really.
We still have some morning clouds here, but there will be sun today. Yesterday was spectacular on the coastline.
Yeah.
And I can see some sun rays from the East Bay bouncing off a building out there. So while you may have morning clouds, you will see sunshine. Inland highs in the 80s, like low 80s. Mm. Everywhere else, 70s. A nice day.
That's all you can ask for, right? Look, it's a nice day. Mm-hmm. Thank you, world.
It's National Cheese Day today, and I will tell you, I love cheese.
But do you love, like, crazy funky cheeses, too, or do you just mostly love? I like just regular cheeses. You can keep your blue cheese.
I'll take some blue cheese.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
My lady will occasionally put out, like,
some kind of stinky cheese.
A thing, you know, girl dinner or whatever, I'll eat that.
Probably brie.
Something, whatever, and I'll eat that. Would I put it out? No. Not ever.
Yeah.
But will I also grab a string cheese and just go? Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. You don't peel it off?
No.
Had this conversation. Yeah. You just bite it.
I just bite it. I'm trying to get it.
When you bite it, does it start to sort of fray and separate?
No.
No. You got to actually. I don't know. I'm just wondering.
You've had string cheese that just kerplooies when you bite into it?
I haven't had string cheese really since I was a child.
Oh.
You know, once in a while, like, my kids would have it at the house, and I'd be like, string cheese, mom will take it.
They sell it now in these individually wrapped, I mean, hello plastic, but they're for kids' lunches.
Yeah.
I love them. I think you're an animal for eating it the way you eat it.
Oh, I'm really...
Peel off the slice by slice.
It's the snack I have that I'm like, I just need something to hold me for the next hour till dinner.
Yeah.
Done.
Let your stomach work on that.
But cheese, love it. Mm. All the different ways. I don't even want a burrito without cheese.
Oh, really? Oh, you can keep your cheese. I don't want the cheese on a burrito.
What?
I just don't want it. It's too like goopy.
Mm. I order extra cheese. Yeah. On my burritos.
Do you? Yeah. I'm with you,
Bob. You know what? I do love cheese, and I'll take extra cheese on my pizza. I don't want it in my burrito. I feel like it like invades all the parts of it. I just want
If they built it right, then yes, it invades all the parts of it.
I don't want that. I don't want any cheese on it.
Oh, all right.
I get it. But a lot of people do like that.
As I've explained to you guys, my daughters are rollerbladers.
Yes. Yeah.
And I've contributed to this by bringing them to the skate park regularly.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're getting good.
They are getting good.
Yeah.
They're getting really good, actually.
That's super fun.
It is fun.
And if they can rollerblade, they'll be able to to ice skate. Like,
and Rob
ice skating
Banks.
Is so fun. Okay, great. Oh. Tell me more.
Police in Pennsylvania are on a lookout for a thief who robbed a local gas station by flashing a gun and a knife while wearing rollerblades. That was his escape.
Getaway,
he got away on rollerblades. Here's the Facebook photo of these are the rollerblades.
Oh.
He's masked.
Cool.
But I thought, wow. Who knew?
Yeah.
Rollerblades.
Right. Well, I mean.
Police, check the local skate park. You may find your man there.
Find the bike path. He's hiding in the bushes off the side, a mile down on the bike path.
And if you ever need to know, I know more about rollerblades than I want to or should. Mm. But
Tell me everything.
No, I don't want to. I'm just
maybe
saying.
Maybe we should have a quiz about rollerblades for today's. And like, what
this next story.
False?
So. I've been to Vegas a couple times, and I went as a kid because I used to race BMX, and the Nationals would be there.
Oh, they would have them there.
They'd have the Nationals there. And
in order to get the parents to participate. Yeah.
I didn't know it at the time, but yes, the...
Oh, sure. I'll totally take you to the Nationals. Oh, they're in Vegas. Uh-huh. This is going to be great.
Yep.
Sandy, you're coming along too. You can watch the kids while I do.
We
got
to hawk this bike, though. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's going to the pawn shop.
I lost your bike on you.
This is from Reddit. People are sharing what happened in Vegas that did not stay in Vegas.
So many things. So many things.
Have you ever had anything really bad happen in Vegas? Because the time I went with you, I thought you were on fire.
I had so much fun. But none of the fun. This is where it doesn't stay in Vegas. I'm going to tell you something right now. A lot of stuff happened. Wasn't on the air. Nothing. He's about to tell you all about it because it doesn't stay in Vegas.
No, it was on the air that you got a girlfriend while you were there.
Yeah.
And it was the hottest chick.
Said it was that it happened.
The hottest chick there. And Sarah's already made out with three other girls.
Oh, my God.
She's rolling deep.
See, it doesn't stay in Vegas.
And then
you can't have a fun weekend in Vegas and have it just stay in Vegas.
I wonder if she still listens. If you still listen, what was her name?
Jen.
Jen.
Yeah, she's super pretty.
She was the hottest chick there.
Well, she's into me.
And then next thing you know, Sarah's making out with her.
Well,
sounds like a
drunken girl makeup. Oops. Hi, John goes, afterwards, I'm like, John, I made out with like 20 girls. He goes, should I be worried? Like, no. It's okay. It's fine. Tell me everything.
I think you drew the line at like one of our interns was like, I'm moving in.
No.
And she goes, no.
Yeah. Samantha, who I remain friends with. I just recently saw her at Hooman's birthday party. Sam is great. And she was just like way too into me. I'm like, oh, I'm in a bathroom with you. And please, I got to go. You're taking your clothes off. Like, this is so not happening.
I know a guy who got someone pregnant on his Vegas trip. This is from the Reddit. What happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas.
That is a thing that didn't stay in Vegas.
He was in a serious relationship at the time and, of course, ended up breaking up with his girlfriend and marrying the woman he knocked up.
Oh.
Not only did she have the baby, they have four kids total now.
Huh. That's like a plot in one of those stupid romance novels I read. It's crazy.
Not me,
for that girl.
But an acquaintance of my wife. She was really drunk in a bar, walked up to a guy and said, you want to get married?
Oh.
He replied something along the lines of, sure. When they sobered up the next morning, they decided, well, we're married. We might as well give it a go. They've been together a decade.
Oh.
Wow.
I'm speechless.
Me too.
How about that?
Hmm.
I had a neighbor. She was an older lady and lived next to me at the beach, but she was someone who was telling me her story. She said, my husband and I had only known each other for a couple days when we got married. And I was like, that's the dumbest story. You shouldn't tell that to people. And she goes, we're married 40 years. And I'm like, all right, well, I guess that makes it a little better, but still.
Like don't be recommending that to people. You just should get to know someone.
Now, I do know there are people, it reminded me when, and maybe it just reminds me of it now, but you know the story in Up?
Yes.
Where the kind of shy boy like meets this force of nature and she just drags
him
along.
As a little girl,
like,
yeah.
Drags him along and the next thing you know, they're together forever.
Mm-hmm.
And his whole life, he's just like, I go where she goes. Like maybe that's what that was. That kind of like this force of nature comes through and the guy's like, well, yeah.
Whatever she says.
I guess she seems to always have a plan.
I am very much taken with this one.
Kind of cute, right?
Very. It's very cute.
All right. The next one. The bride, her maid of honor. These are stories that happen in Vegas that didn't stay in Vegas. Mm-hmm. The bride, her maid of honor, and three bridesmaids all went on a girls' trip to Vegas.
Okay. Sounds normal. Then what happened?
One of the three bridesmaids let it slip that the bride, the maid of honor, and one of the bridesmaids all had sex with guys that they met there. The wedding was called off.
Oh.
The maid of honor's marriage ended. And all because one of the other bridesmaids along for the ride talked.
Well. Think how horrified you'd be if you were on a trip with like your four closest girlfriends and you're like, what are you guys doing? And then you were so just.
Yeah, but you shouldn't snitch.
I know, but then, but what if you're also friends with all these people that they're married to and about to marry? I would be like, this is, it's like one of those ethical quandaries. Like, do I let these people off the hook? Or do I throw them under the Vegas bus?
I wasn't around for the bros before hoes saying.
Oh.
I guess that dates me.
That was one of my good ones.
It was copyright.
Thank you. Copyright 1999. Or something. I don't know.
Where is her drum hit? That was about as good a line as we're going to get today.
Thank you.
That's yeah.
You can't really expect much more than that. Go
Buddy
on.
Buddy of mine, I wasn't there, had his bachelor party in Vegas and bleeped a stripper. Then he bleeped another stripper the next night. One of the guys on the trip that was with him was his fiance's brother.
Oh, you can't do that.
So when they got back home, the brother says, I hope you had fun, but you realize I have to tell my sister what you did.
Yeah. Yes.
Bro, what are you doing?
Literal almost bro. Almost. You're not a bro. You're a no. I'm going to go talk to my sister right now.
So the brother told.
Yeah, what idiot. Look, I get it. People go crazy. Don't go that crazy. If you are going to go that crazy, you're not ready to get married. Please stop with that. There is no law that says you have to get married.
Right.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This next one.
Okay.
I got dumped by a girl I thought was the one. In my despair, I hopped in a car and drove to Vegas. No plan, no room, very little money. On the first night there, I met a girl in the same boat who looked like Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Oh.
We spent 4 days wandering around doing decadent and debaucherous things. Before we parted, we got matching tattoos. Nothing significant. Just a silly little symbol. This was before social media. She scribbled her name and number on a piece of paper, which I lost. That was 26 years ago. I don't even remember her name. We had a hell of a time, and I still have the tattoo.
Wow.
Oh, I'm so sad about this one.
Why?
Because she's lost forever, because he's a loser who lost her number.
But now it's like a little perfect memory.
Yeah, the tattoo and the story are, it's all, it's actually, I love it. That's why I did it. I think there's some that I've skipped, but this one I thought, that's pretty cool. There you are with your little tattoo and all your memories.
They'll always have Vegas.
Blurry memories.
Well,
but
maybe this BuzzFeed article will
maybe
make them find each
bring
other.
Bring them back together?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I hope so.
I mean, 26 years later, like a lifetime.
My friend's fiance went to a bachelor party.
Yeah.
After he came back, she had to break up with him. She deleted all of his pictures on Instagram and broke up with him. He had videos on his phone with a $1,500 sex worker. She asked, why would you record that? And he said, it was $1,500.
Yeah. I needed to know that I'd spent my money well and she was worth every penny.
So sex workers, I don't know about this. It's okay. Like, they'll be all, it's extra to film it, but sure.
Are you looking at me as though I will know the answer?
Well, you always talk about sex workers.
Well, I do think it's important that they be protected,
right,
safe. And
so what is their stance on filming the...
I actually don't know any sex workers personally.
Oh.
Perhaps a sex worker could call us, 800-4, or text us. It's fine, I suppose. We'd love to talk to you, though. Mm. But maybe they charge for that. I don't know.
They're all asleep right now.
Yeah, they're... Well...
Well, don't forget my
before work ones.
My wedding was in Vegas, and we did the bachelor party the night before the wedding. And stories came out after that for months about what people did that night.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was a friend of mine who was... we all thought was straight because he was very like adamant about it.
Oh.
No, he met a boy that night, and next thing you know, he moves to in with the guy, and like all because of the he met him at.
You're the most hammered person I ever saw get married. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, he can't even stand up. That was one of the funniest, best weekends ever.
You were that far in the weeds while you were saying I do.
We did the bachelor party the night before, and it didn't end. It didn't end,
it
really.
It literally never
it
ended.
It really didn't end until the next two... Like,
yeah, two or three days later after that. Yes, Finn,
was cocaine
up.
Involved in that party?
Oh, there was so much stuff involved. Nobody ever
offered me any cocaine that weekend. I'll tell you that right
I remember
now.
Going kind of back to my room and emptying my pockets, and there's like pills, and like people just kept putting stuff in my pockets, and I was just like, what am I going to do, you know? Save it? No.
Well, I mean, it smells so good, right? Our text number is 800-400-3697. My mom and stepdad have been married for 42 years, says 510. They got drunk, and when they met at a bar, they got married 30 days later.
Oh. When you know, you know.
Bonnie, don't forget Sarah made out with her cousin Tucker. Robert, Baltimore.
That story never dies.
510, Vegas equals herpes.
Is that so? What happens there really just goes with you for the rest of your life.
I also bite the string cheese and give me plenty of cheese on my burrito. Thank you, 707.
Mm. Luma. Maybe. What's up?
408 says, Vinny, did you hear that your Whole Foods in Cupertino was shut down due to rats and roaches? I did hear that, but I thought they went open back up. Can you see if that cleared?
Yeah.
That was a month ago.
Yeah. I mean, that's a long time for a Whole Foods to be closed.
I thought they probably handled that and opened back up, and I never even looked back at
that. Do you think that if you have to close a supermarket, a Whole Foods or whatever, for rats and cockroaches, do you have to completely clear every ounce of food? Like, all of that food that's in there goes in the trash. Everything gets scoured. Every hole gets filled up with...
I don't know, but I do know that it was gigantic.
Right.
And it served that area probably, I don't know how many families. I don't know how many thousands of families went there.
So as of 2 weeks ago, there was an article saying that the Whole Foods closure is still closed.
I did not know that. Thank you for writing in.
Yeah, that was 2 weeks ago. So.
See if there's any projections. I mean, so now it's been a whole month.
I'm looking.
But they may be doing what you just said.
Right.
They may have had to just clear the whole thing out.
Get ATCO Pest Control in there.
Way to go, ATCO.
Yeah,
get it done.
Thanks, ATCO.
Yeah, there's no prediction on this.
Wow. Wow.
But they're saying it's helping out some of the other businesses in the neighborhood that people are hitting them up.
Well, then because we all still need food. Yeah. You can't just wait for your Whole Foods to reopen.
Listen to this.
Yes.
925, we were talking earlier about how Maddie was wasting water by making up strange animal combinations.
If you use AI, you're making a server use more water.
Guys, I'm working in Sunnyvale on a 3-year project where we are pre-insulating chilled water skids for a server farm in Atlanta, Georgia. The building is the size of 6 football fields.
Oh my God. Whoa. Wow. Wah, wah, wee, whoa.
Wait, is Vinny saying, 415 says, wait, is Vinny really saying that he didn't know Mary Poppins was the hired help for the Banks children? I was swept away in all her magic and singing. It didn't occur to me. Like, I remember the guys, like, of the mom dies, right?
I don't remember.
Isn't he super bummed out? The dad is super depressed. Like, I don't know how I'm going to get through life without.
And then
Mary shows up.
In the original, there is a mom and dad. Like, they're both alive in the original. I don't know about the. I didn't see the Emily Blunt one.
She's not a. I don't think the mom's there. And he's like, he can't keep up with the
kids.
Makes
sense.
You know, poor guy.
Sure. Very sad.
I put a lot of effort into the Mary Poppins thing.
It's okay. You know what? If you don't need a plot when you've got songs and fun dances.
Yes, in Mary Poppins Returns, that's the newer one. The wife dies before the events.
That's a thing Disney movies do. There's almost always a dead parent.
Always moms.
Or you're an orphan completely. Yeah.
They love killing moms.
Well, Bambi, I mean, come on. There's some tragedy in that.
Cinderella.
Oh, yes, right.
Dead.
Well, because you got to have the evil stepmom coming in. Right.
Snow White. Come on and on.
How's that trash coming along?
Oh, it's, I'm getting there. I'm almost ready with it. We're going to start with our first tickets for Benson Boone and Shawn Mendes. And we may get to a beast mode game.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.